tell me about the Intel Science Talent Search.
All right. This is a scholarship competition in which students from around the United States and its territories, we've all conducted independent research, written research reports, long papers about it, and then we submit that to the Intel STS. 40 finalists of the 602 entrants have been selected, and we're here to compete for the top 10 spots, each of whom will receive scholarship money.
Scholarship money, are we talking a lot of scholarship money? I'm guessing we are.
Yeah, actually, the first place winner is going to get $100,000 in scholarships. Second place is $75,000, third is $50,000, and then it moves down from that to 10th place.
How did you get involved in this? I'm guessing the idea came at high school. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, I was put onto the research field in my high school with a little help from my high school biology and physics teacher. We have a very small, kind of closely knit research class that meets once a week in the morning. But I was the only one, at least this year, who was actually far enough along in any sort of research to attempt to enter any sort of scholarship competition. I was turned on to Intel STS, actually, pretty much by chance. My mother actually found it online and said, oh, well, my son should enter this. So I said, all right.
And that was it. So you came up with an idea, obviously, after you had spoken with the folks at school. What was your idea?
Well, my original idea was to try and measure the electrical potential inside of across a membrane that's deep inside of a very small plant part called a chloroplast. That didn't initially work out because it was an extremely difficult procedure, but what I did manage to do, though, was to take the whole cell part, the chloroplast, and look at how it will change when you put it, take it in and out of the light using a very specialized piece of equipment called the scanning ion conductance microscope.
This is not something a lot of 17, 18-year-olds would know about. How did you get interested in this idea?
To use the actual microscope for this, I have to thank my physics teacher at the high school, Roger Bergman, because he actually got me in touch with Dr. Kevin Gillis at Missouri University in Columbia. Dr. Gillis was more than necessarily kind in letting me use the microscope for my research.
So you've done this research now. You've been working in coordination with the folks at MU. So you've been doing this research. I'm guessing there are not a lot of other young people at Jefferson City High who were, shall we say, interested in going off in this direction.
Not really. It's actually a very small class. I think right now we have I think four different people who are enrolled in it, and they're actually very interested. We have someone who's trying to work with artificial intelligence with robotics, and someone else who is working with fish. But I really wish that we could have a lot more interest in this class, because I think it's an excellent way to both to get exposure to scientific and research fields, and it's just an enriching experience in general.
Evan, how did you find out that you were chosen as one of the finalists?
Well, they told us that we were semi-finalists by an online announcement on their website, but when we were notified that we were one of the 40 finalists, they actually gave us a personal phone call at home. They said that they would give us a call before January 30th, which was the final announcement online, or the public announcement of the finalists. However, they held out until the very last evening, on the evening of the 29th. I got a phone call while I was eating dinner, days after I had given up that they would call me in the first place. So that was really a shock, but it was really a very exciting and pleasing shock.
No kidding. Now, you're off in Washington. When did you leave there, and are you with your family? Are you with friends? Who are you with?
Well, I left for Washington in the morning on March 6th, and we're going to be here until the morning of the 12th. We're actually staying as a group at the St. Regis Hotel. The Intel SDS doesn't want as little interference from family and friends as possible, just so that, one, we're kind of immersed in the entire experience, that we don't have the distractions from things coming in from the outside that might not only influence us, but influence our ability to present our projects. I had my cousin come and visit me while we were doing the public presentation, but we're all staying together in the hotel.
Now, you're with your people from school, I'm guessing, the teachers and so on who are with you. Is that correct, or are you just not even tied with them at this point?
No, not with them at this point either. flew out completely on my own, and I will not be back until the 12th.
So when you're there, you've had a chance, obviously, to speak to some of the other people in your age category who are coming up with ideas of their own. I'm guessing your thought would be, wow, you know, I have a great idea, but there are a lot of other good ideas out there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's crossed my mind many a time. It's such a wide array of specialties and fields out here. I mean, I'm still not entirely sure how. I mean, they can judge us against each other because there's everything from theoretical mathematics to someone who looked at astronomical formations with stars, people who are looking into bone regrowth, biological fuel cells, just everything you can imagine. Someone has done something related to it here.
And these are all young people. These aren't people who are university students or graduates. These are young people like yourself who are still in high school.
Yeah, I believe the youngest person is 16 and the oldest person is 19, but we're all juniors and seniors in high school.
That is unbelievable. Now, Evan, when is the actual competition? You've been there so far. What have you been doing, and when do you actually when does the rubber meet the road and you say, okay, now it's time for me to compete?
Actually, at this point, the bulk of the actual competition is over, and today we're going to be presenting our projects for the second time to the public. But 2 days ago, we had our first real competitive interviews with judges. We would individually go into a room with a set of two or three judges, and they would ask us all sorts of questions, everything ranging from questions that might be related to our field of study, because all the judges have read our papers extensively and know what we know. But most of them were aimed at asking us questions that we might not know to see how we can use what we do know just for logical progression, not necessarily to get the right answer, but just to show how we think and our philosophies, how we progress through a problem. But yesterday was the real hardcore scientific competition. We set up display boards at the National Academy of Sciences, and basically, we had to stand and present not only to judges individually, but also when the public was allowed to enter, and we would explain to the public, also explain it to judges mingling with the public.
When do you find out where you finished in the competition?
We will find out on Tuesday evening, tomorrow evening at an awards gala.
Very good. And you're guaranteed, no matter what happens, whether you win the $100,000 scholarship or not, you're going to get some scholarship money. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. For being named one of the 300 semifinalists, we received $1,000, but once we were named one of the 40 finalists, we received an additional $5,000 in college scholarships and a free computer from Intel.
Good. And I should ask you, in the moments we have remaining, I want to ask you, if you're familiar with the phrase, the Reader's Digest condensed version, tell me once again what you have come up with that has earned you this trip to Washington, and you're one of the elites of young people who are in Washington this week.
Sure. Well, the part that I mentioned earlier, the chloroplast, is the small part inside of plants that actually takes the energy from sunlight and converts it into energy for the plant. When it does that, there's a very complex reaction that takes place that's caused directly by the light that will cause the entire chloroplast to change its shape and size. It'll go from something that's roughly more like a ball to something that's more like a frisbee. When it does that, it is actually very difficult to look at with many conventional means, one, because it's very, very small, and also because the reaction will go back and forth and back and forth as long as you take it in and out of the light. To do that, I used a very specialized type of microscope called a scanning ion conductance microscope, which uses a probe and electrical resistance when scanning over a chloroplast on a petri dish to look at those reactions, which is very beneficial with this microscope. One, because it allowed me to see new ways that this chloroplast changes that would not be expected or had not been noted before, which depends on how it's actually sitting on the petri dish. And also for the microscope itself, which is a fairly recent development, it is only currently used in two laboratories in the world, one of which I use at the University of Missouri, which because it's used on a chloroplast, which are very, very much like many kinds of bacteria, it opens up all sorts of new pathways for its application, everything from bacteriological to medical and pharmaceutical research.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Good luck to you back here in Missouri. We're pulling for you. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Evan.